An hour of news from the BBC World Service is coming up at 2 o'clock today. More BBC news this hour with Topline at 8:42. Hi, everyone. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of local news stories. The Trump administration is ratcheting up its feud with us here in the Bay Area. The Environmental Protection Agency yesterday sent a notice that San Francisco is violating the Federal Clean Water Act. Last month, President Trump, while he was in town for a Republican fundraiser, said the city was allowing needles and human waste to go through the storm drains and to the ocean. Mayor London Breed says the violation notice contains mischaracterizations, inaccuracies, and falsehoods, and says the city's sewer system is one of the most effective in the country. California has filed dozens of lawsuits against the Trump administration and its policies. Two left-hand lanes of the northbound U.S. Highway 101 in San Francisco have reopened after a wrong-way collision killed four people early this morning and forced a full freeway closure. California Highway Patrol reopened number one and number two lanes at 4:50 this morning. The right three lanes remained closed. That collision occurred just before 12:30 this morning, just north of Candlestick Point and just south of 3rd Street. Multiple reports came in of a Volkswagen going the wrong way on the northbound freeway, first at the I-280 junction and then near the Candlestick Park off-ramp at 1229. A California Highway Patrol unit came across a two-vehicle collision at Paul Avenue involving the Volkswagen and Ford Escape taxi. The driver of the Volkswagen, a woman between 30 and 40, as well as the taxi driver, a man in his 60s, and a male and female passenger in the taxi were all pronounced dead at the scene. California Highway Patrol is investigating whether the Volkswagen driver and one of the passengers may not have been wearing their seatbelt. May I recommend a couple of good stories on the KALW homepage? One about how Governor Newsom has signed 17 new laws and an examination of the flag of San Francisco. Those stories you can find right at the front at KALW.org. The Cross Currents Morning Report comes your way later this hour during Morning Edition. More local news at 4:04 and a full half hour of Cross Currents this afternoon at 5. For KALW News, I'm Kevin Vance. One more hour of Morning Edition from NPR News is next. Support for NPR comes from St. Martin's Press, publisher of Silke's Journey, a novel by Heather Morris, author of The Tattooist of Auschwitz, based on a true story of love and survival. Silke's Journey is available where books are sold. It will be sunny and breezy, highs in the upper 50s to the lower 70s all around the Bay Area, west winds increasing to up to 30 miles per hour by afternoon. Clear skies for the rest of the week and the weekend, and a little cloudy on Tuesday. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio. Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance. Time right now is 8:07. This is 91.7 KALW San Francisco, KALW.org, your local public radio, and the listener-supported broadcast service of the San Francisco Unified School District. If you have children who attend public school here in the city and county of San Francisco, you may be interested to know what will be served for lunch today in the cafeterias. New to the San Francisco school lunch menu, the barbecue beef rib sandwich, also the chicken teriyaki with rice, chicken salad sandwich, the allergen-free turkey sandwich, and the coleslaw. Some other schools may also be offering the chicken or veggie burrito, the cheese tamale and refried beans, the barbecue beef rib sandwich, the chicken teriyaki with rice again, plantains, and the baby carrots. That's what's for lunch today in many of San Francisco schools. We thought you'd like to know. Today is Thursday, the 3rd of October, 2019. It is the 276th day of the year, 89 days until the end of the year, 80 days until winter begins, 152 days until primaries, and 397 days until presidential elections. The sun rose this morning at 7:08. The sun sets at 6:48 tonight. We have 11 hours and 40 minutes of daylight. The first low tide will be at 9:14 this morning, solar transit at 12:58, The next high tide at 3:30 this afternoon, and the final low tide at 10:17 tonight. The moon is 26.9% visible, a waxing crescent moon. Will have a full moon on Sunday, the 13th of October. Today is Look at the Leaves Day, Mean Girls Appreciation Day, National Boyfriend Day, National Butterfly and Hummingbird Day, Caramel Custard Day, Family TV Show Day, Poetry Day in the UK, Techies Day, Virus Appreciation Day. It's also German Unity Day. It's also Morazan Day in Honduras, National Day in Iraq, and National Foundation Day in Korea, South Korea. If today is your birthday, happy birthday to you. You share this special day with James Herriot, Gore Vidal, Steve Reich, Eddie Cochran, Chubby Checker, Lindsey Buckingham, Ronnie Laws, Keb Moe, Dennis Eckersley, Al Sharpton, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Gwen Stefani, and India Arie. 1949, on this day in history, WERD, the first black-owned radio station in the United States, opens in Atlanta. 1957, the California State Superior Court rules that the book Howl and Other Poems is not obscene. And in 1991, Nadine Gordimer is announced as the winner of the Nobel Prize in Literature. Much more up on KALW.org. It's the KALW.org website is the place to go for the KALW Almanac. I'm Kevin Vance. You are always welcome to drop me an email to kevin@kalw.org. The Cross Currents Morning Report is next. The time is 8:51.